RVWA Mobile. W4NGU.
Oh, somebody called me on the radio. KN4BWA. What's happening, Phil?
Well, you must be in the car.
IR.
Did you get your tower up?
No, not yet. Not yet. As a matter of fact, I think I may ride down there, depending on what the shot does to me today. You know, I'm getting my first COVID shot today. I got talked into it. I may go down there and get the steel cut.
Well, you need to call Drew and tell him to put the service on the calendar.
And tell him to put what service on the calendar?
You won't live through this shot, will you?
I hope so. But I tell you what, I am expecting the worst out of it. I'm hoping that it won't keep me down past Tuesday, you know, tomorrow evening. That's what it's done with most folks on the first shot. It's 24 hours. But the second shot kept my wife down for 3.5 days, so that's about what I'm expecting on the second one. So, if it's better than that, hallelujah. But, you know, plan for the worst, hope for the best.
I didn't know I had either one of them. It was an absolute non-event and the smallest needle I've ever seen in my life. You didn't even feel that go in, so I wouldn't be expecting too bad, Steve. You'll be fine.
Hope so, but every time I had that flu shot, I was sick for a week. And I don't think it was actually from the flu shot. I think it was from something in the flu shot that they used as a suspension agent. But who knows? So anyhow, we'll soon know. So if I get down there today and get the steel cut for yours, I may be able to get him to weld them real quick. Shouldn't take but a few minutes to weld them.
Well, that'd be great, Steve. That really would, and I sure do appreciate that. But call Sue if you would. I want first dibs on the 991.
In the words of my favorite stooge, yuck, 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 yuck.
Strap in, boy. You'll be fine.
Used to think that I was a cruiser bruiser, but I'm not so much anymore. Hey, you know what? That turned out, we thought we were getting a Wendy's in Inman. Not so. It's a new Burger King. Yay.
Oh, yeah, I saw that was a Burger King. Man, I used to eat those things when I was a kid, and I still stop in there once in a while. I gotta buy one, get one for a dollar. That's not a bad deal.
Burger King's not bad, not as long as they're well prepared and done right. I just don't know about that fake meat Burger King. What do they call it? The near burger or something or other? What is that?
The Impossible Burger. But my dad said, "Oh, they'll lose money. They'll try to make you eat an Impossible Burger." I said, "No, Daddy, they're about twice as much as a regular hamburger. They're not going to be switching them on you." He can come up with the funniest stuff sometime.
He is from a different age. And back in his days, you know, whenever people were trying to pull something like or do something different like that, it generally was not a good product. Remember when Tab first came out?
Get to do my favorite thing this morning on Highway 292 when you get right here at 292 and 26 at that rocket station. You know, it's a big tractor trailer hub. They go back there and fill up and everything, and then they try to get out on 292 and nobody will let them out. Well, I'll stop. I I'll hold up 50 cars while they come out. And I loved looking in the rearview mirror at people waving their hands at me, and worse, it just tears them up because I let a truck out.
So that was you doing that. Boy, I tell you what, I won't hold back next time. You may not have a truck left. Blah, 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 blah.
Unbelievable. People giving you the finger because you, some old guy sitting there trying to make a living and 500 cars go past without anybody letting him out. It's stupid.
I don't know. I'm probably going to make a comment. For the most part, the majority of truck drivers don't need but a single-digit IQ to drive. I tell you, some of them are not professional.
No, or not. When I got that much weight hurtling along beside me, I give them a wide berth.
Advice for anyone to be taken. Yep. Well, in the meantime, your radio sounds pretty good.
A little bitty antenna you saw, so it's working for the time being.
An antenna.
Last night, it's no more than 2.5 feet. I doubt if it's an inch or two over 2 feet.
What is it?
If it's a comet antenna, I could get the number off of it or I could measure it. But it's not big around. It's much smaller than something with a big coil on it, like your Yaesu.
It's still not bigger than a hamstick.
You mean that big around? Probably comparable. But that's pretty thin.
Okay. All right. Well, it's certainly getting out pretty good. We'll see if we can't do the ride time all of it. I'm going into Spartanburg this morning. And I'm going to be in there at about 8 o'clock. And we'll just ride and talk until we, you know, get you over there in the no man land to see if how well it does.
Be a good antenna if a man wanted to get those little capacitive sticky things and stick it mounted on the glass, you know, if you really didn't want to have put it on metal at all on your car. This would be a good antenna for that.
Okay. Well, good. Well, in the meantime, so what else is going on in the neighborhood? We went to our fly-in Saturday, and I watched a $18,000 remote-controlled jet crash.
In Woodruff?
No, this was over here at Sloan Airport, up on Jordan Road at Mount Lebanon Church Road.
Well, I'm sure he wasn't hot rodding an $18,000 plane. What happened?
Actually has a turbine jet engine in it that runs on diesel. Oh, listen to this. He said, before he went up, he says, well, I get about 8 minutes flight time on a gallon. That's not a very, very economical turbine. But anyhow, he was flying along the back of the field along a tree line, and we heard poof, and the engine flamed out, and he did not have enough airspeed to make it over the trees to get back to the field, and it augered into the trees.
How bad?
It was a total loss.
It had 18K in it?
Another fellow there that had what's called a Havoc. Another jet? Oh, mercy, son. He had 20 in his.
We're pretty serious about model RCing.
$18K dropping a pile in a tree. I think I'd start crying.
Ironically, I'm passing that place on Highway 11 right this second where I came up on that plane crash.
About that. But now that's been several years ago, right?
Yep. Just south of 26 on the right, headed south. That big open, there's two big open fields, but the first one. And but they had already gotten the people out. It was just the wreck sitting there. I thought about getting the avionics out of it, but I said, no, it's not mine. I wasn't serious about that, but I did look. They were just sitting right there. And I said, somebody ought to protect this plane.
Into that field, and it was just sitting there, nobody watching over it?
No, there was no, the FAA hadn't been there. There was no tape around it or anything. And but that was the worst-looking plane exterior-wise I've ever seen. I mean, it looked like it was just made out of tin, and it had been incredible dents in it and everything. It looked like the Tin Man had fallen out of the sky. That's exactly how it looked. Never have seen a plane without a stick of paint on it, not a brush of paint.
Sometimes they run them that way. Was it a high wing or a low wing?
High wing, Steve. But I heard later there were four people in it. But with no tape and nobody around it, I thought I was the first person on the scene. I said, oh, this is not going to be pretty. But they had already gone.
See anything about it in the news?
No, I never did. And it was upside down. They didn't just bring it down in a field. They either wrecked it. Well, the front was was all torn up, and the blade was the propeller was broken off, and they hit pretty hard, and the plane was resting upside down. So I don't know if it flipped after they hit or what.
Probably nosed over and flipped over right as it stopped. That's usually what happens. You know, they catch that nose wheel or that nose on something on the ground, and it just, the rear end just comes right over the top. Man. Well, I hope nobody was injured in it. They finally come and got it, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, it got gone pretty quick. I had a little 9-year-old friend of mine get his first degree black belt yesterday. He's worked hard for several years. And I don't know how I feel about that. He knows the knowledge, he knows the moves, and he's pretty doggone dangerous for a 9-year-old, but I don't think they ought to give a black belt unless I told his granddad, I said, well, so you'd be happy if a 30-year-old black belt attacked him? He said, well, of course not. So I don't know. It seemed like to me they shouldn't give a black belt until you can totally earn it and defend it against anybody else that's got one. But he is official now. It'd
be real nice to him. I'd hate to hear about that 9-year-old whooping your butt.
Be any worse than that 80-year-old that beat me in the 5K one time.
Yeah. Woo! When did that happen?
Well, I signed up in Greenville for that 5K, but this has been, it's been 10 years. And I didn't work out 1 second. This girl I was dating said, let's go run that race. And, okay, I'll run that race. And we got down to the finish line, and there was an 80-year-old woman there signing in. She had beaten me.
Things are just like golf. You're competing against yourself. And believe me, golf can be one of the most humbling experiences you could ever attempt.
Giving it up. I used to play only about 3-4 times a year at the Heights. But it is a game you can play into old age, and it is a game that one good shot right down the middle of the fairway can kind of make up for a whole day of hacks.
But I've been banned from most courses around, you know it.
Really bad, because they're desperate for money. That is a dying industry. Millennials do not play golf. It takes too long to learn and keep up and et cetera. And I would not want to be investing in golf courses these days. There's some of them, you know, highly successful, but it's, I don't know what's happening now, but in the past, one was going under every month in this country for several years, and I don't think that's turned around.
The reason they banned me from most of the golf courses around here is, you know how you ride down the fairway in your golf cart and you hit that big old hole? Well, I can dig a hole faster with a 9-iron than you can with a shovel.
Bad. Well, I never got where I could get down and compete with the big boys, but I did one smart thing when I decided I was going to take it up. I bought me 10 lessons, and at least that got me somewhat in proper form, swinging and everything, because you can develop muscle memory. If you start wrong, you're in a mess. You really are. And that was a good thing for me. It really helped my game averages. But I enjoyed it. But, you know, when it's 95 degrees, you can get tired by the 15th hole.
Well, Phil, listen, I've arrived at my destination, and I got to get on in there, bud. You're still sounding pretty good. There's just a little bit of white sound in the background. Are you past Highway 14?
About 3 miles from it on 11.
Okay, good, good. Well, it sounds fine. Well, listen, I'm going to jump and run, bud. I got to go in here and do battle over a bill. So I'll talk to you again soon. And give me a call tonight, and I'll let you know whether I got over to the metal place or not. KN4, VWA, I'll be clear after you finally.
Okay, Steve, have a good day, and collect that money. Be tough. And this is W4, Never Give Up, clear, unless N0TR is listening.